What if I have a physical disability? 6.5 out of 10. Let's start by getting a handle on Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden. More concretely, since complete key remapping is possible, you'll be able to reorganize your actions as you want. We like that a lot. However, there are still a few drawbacks. First, you'll first have to find key remapping under settings, since it's poorly indicated. The controls menu displays all keys in use. There are two basic configurations, default and alternate. If you click on one of these keys, you can change it to another. This will create a new custom profile, but since there's nothing to draw attention to its location, you can easily miss it. Amelitha has experienced this. Also note that if you reassign a key, you'll have to make sure that it hasn't removed another key somewhere else. Missing keys and key conflicts aren't highlighted. Another problem is that the game will ask you for single clicks, long holds, 2 seconds, or multiple clicks, and they're not editable under settings. And there will be a lot of long holds. You have to hold down a button for several seconds each time you aim, banish, which is a special attack, or use charged attacks. Even single clicks are frequent if only to collect resources that are frequent in-game, and yet there isn't any automatic pickup available. Fortunately, while you might expect it to be tiring, the game alternates well between combat, exploration, and puzzle phases. As confirmed by BB Master, it's possible to rest between more active phases. If a boss fight starts to get tiring, it's possible to use photo mode to pause and get your strength back. Another interesting point is that you can disable controller vibrations as well as haptic feedback from PS5 controllers, which can also be a source of muscle fatigue. Regarding joysticks, be aware that they can be adjusted quite finely with 100 degrees of variation. It's still appreciable without reaching extreme values. It's also possible to activate and adjust aim friction to automatically draw the joystick towards interactive elements in case of sudden movements. This is all the more important since sometimes the joystick is mandatory for menu selection tasks. If the pointer is on a menu item, then it's possible to navigate within the menu using directional keys. On the other hand, if the pointer is further away, the joystick has to be used to bring it back to a menu item. In terms of gameplay, you can reduce joystick use by activating auto relock, which is the option to automatically switch to the next enemy. Therefore, you don't need to aim twice to fight multiple enemies. You can also use sprint to move forward without using the joystick. When you press the sprint key, the character runs for a few meters. It'll mean that you have to press this key constantly to move forward, but if you want to avoid using the joystick as much as possible, this is a solution. Banishers offers you combat phases against both basic enemies and bosses. For the former, you don't need many keys. On PS5, R1 is used for light and charged attacks, and the R2 trigger for heavy attacks. L1 is used to parry, while circle, used to dodge, and X, to banish, are used less. There are combos for NTS special attacks. You can choose your character's fighting style, light or heavy, so you'll mostly need just one button. In addition, difficulty levels have a real impact. In easy mode, you can one-shot a basic enemy, whereas it takes 3 or 4 shots in normal mode. Feel free to level down if boss fights are too hard. So, this leaves us with somewhat mixed feelings regarding physical accessibility. Amelitha, BB Master, and the team confirm that Banishers is playable, but some things are missing in terms of comfort. However, it's a game that takes time and has calmer discovery phases. Amelitha liked that the game isn't constantly pressuring you to move forward.